gave you a whole pack the first day, but we're not, it's already the second week, and we're not, I don't know if we're halfway through it. There's a lot of stuff in here. We have to go slowly, and we have to keep repeating ourselves, and going over and over and over, just to be able to understand things properly. So let us see where we left off yesterday. Oh, thanks to Dove, we're able to go back where we came from. Who remembers the page? I brought it in, but if you remember it faster. 80-something, you said?
80-something.
Let's try 84, let's see what happens. Okay, we're getting places. Horace.
Can you tell us again who wrote and when the Megillah Sefer?
The Megillah Sefer is a man who's a big tzaddik in the Talmud Chacham. His name is Rabbi Eisenthal, Uriel Eisenthal. Mm-hmm. Lives now in Ramot Gimel. I had the privilege of meeting him. I'll tell you a story about him. I was in Eretz Yisrael for one of my trips on behalf of the yeshiva. I was there for about a week or something like that. And it was the year we were learning brachas. We were on Kesef Mevorach. I'm not sure I was in the yeshiva that long, but I don't know when it was. So Rabbi Simon Shlita gave me a sefer as a gift. Megillah Sefer and Perek Kesef Mevorach. He knows I like this far more than other things. It was new at the time. So I decided I'm going to go and get an autographed cup. So to each other, and he's learned the sefer so much. So I call his house. His wife says, he's not home. He's in Bis Medrash. So when I think I'm home, he comes home late. I keep calling. It starts at 10, 10:30, 11, 11:30, 12. I keep calling. 12:30, oh, he just came home. Come. Came 12:30 at night, he goes to the wristband. He brushes me in, he's so nice to me, he brought me a nice little hakdashah on the same family, we spoke, we learned a little bit. And, that they become a time of talking. Same place special, 12:30. Day in, day out. This is a normal schedule. As if it's people like them, and people like us, you know, we are batlonim, and we try our best within whatever time we have. But the people who are, you know, I was at a bris today. It's a privilege to sit next to Rav Shechta Shlita, who was the tzaddik at the bris. There's time I talked to him about was Rabbi Ganach from Har Karmel. He named his son after his cousin. Ganach means from Ganachovsky, so that's. Cousin of Avraham Ganachovsky was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and that's what the father of the baby spoke about. His grandfather spoke about it. Even Rabbi Rosenblatt spoke about, you know, a little bit of these traits. They start talking about how he was such a big master. He was going. They talk about Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, when he was sitting around just for a few minutes, he would go like this. Rashi said in this page, and on Shabbos he learned the seventh blot of the upcoming Daf Yomi in a few minutes. Just, Rabbi Shemfer is looking for the place. He has to know where to find it. No, he's not looking for the place. He's learning seven black Gemara in that period of time. If you know, when you've been through it so many times, it's like, going through familiar material. That's what they finish us 1,000 times. Whatever it is, these things of this nature. These are gedolei olam. We have to understand what is our place. So I will speak about what you just asked me before, but I want to speak about it in general terms. This is when I spoke about my Ashkenazim in your last shots. Okay, so the context is, those who were here before know the context, and whatever. I was asked by one of the Chashev Rabbanim last Friday, upset about the recent events, and he wants to talk about it from the perspective of the Parashat Shavua. So on the spot, I came up with the following idea. It says, Ve'ela Mishpatim HaShatazim says, I know it's really part of the Truma, but I'm still back at Mishpat. Ve'ela Mishpatim HaShatazim the fans, Rashi comments, the very first Rashi, Ve'ela, that's what it says. What does that mean? What it means is a centralized halachic authority. That's what it means. That's what it means. So, when I had a Sanhedrin, so whenever there was a halachic debate, the Kamp Davali Salam Makom, Lo Sasu Yamun Ismol, Sanhedrin, centralized authority. Today, there are people who look at halacha as they say it in their words. We don't like top down, we like bottom up. Now look, if the bottom up is to make suggestions, but you don't act on them, that's one thing. But to act on them, when it flies in the face of 1,000 years of tradition, doesn't work. I'll say it's no more Sanhedrin. But Sefer Achinuch writes in Parashat Shoftim, the Lo Sasu applies in their iteration. But it's a kasha. How can that be? We spoke about this when we learned Yevamos. couple years ago when they started saying you can't argue with this rabbi. So the answer we gave then and we're giving now is no. There was always an opportunity to follow an opinion of a preeminent Talmud Chacham, even if it's a minority opinion. Why don't you have the Gemara Shabbos? It's not Shalom and Komeinu, but we have the Gemara in front of us. Rabbi Leza Omer, Rabbi Leza the Mila. What do? You bring the knife on Shabbos. And what else do you do? Look on the fourth wide line. The Komosh Rabbi Leza, your chorus of eights and last of Pechomen, last of Barz on the Shabbos. What do? They would they cut wood, chop wood on Shabbos to make a knife for Rabbi Smila. The fire and everything. Rabbi Yosef leading his place, they psarat Pechomen. So what's going on over here? It's going against the halacha. Against Allah. So the Gemara goes further, it says about 10 lines down. And they lived long lives, Mason Bismana. Is the Romans. Zera Yisrael Alamila. The whole Eretz Yisrael couldn't do Bris Mila. What's going on? They were rewarded. They were rewarded for what we would call Chilul Shabbos. Capital with a Apalachas. They're chopping wood and they're making fires, they're making knives. That's three Amalachas right there. Three in one shot. The Teretz is, Sanhedrin had not yet passed it against him, so they were following their Rebbe. But who was their Rebbe? Rebbe Lezer was a man who was so high that, you know, the famous Gemara Bava Metzia, where he fought the Chachamim, and he said, if I'm right, what happened? Three things he said. What are the three things? The river should change its course, the trees should, and then the basement, the walls should come in. No, they're coming in. Rabbi Yeshua said, stop. This is Rabbi Lezer. That's not once the Chachamim passed and the Sanhedrin against him, so you had to follow. If you didn't follow, you got the Chayr. But before the Sanhedrin, that's Rabbi Lezer. But if it's not Rabbi Lezer, who was recognized even by his opponents as the God of Bedoro, so then you can't just follow anyone who's just going to go against the whole consensus of Chachma Yisrael in a particular generation. That's the Chiduch means. There's little source in every generation, only it's different. It's an Sanhedrin's time was a definitive ruling of 71 people. That's it. And since then, never no Sanhedrin. So it's much more, I should say, collegial. There's this informal group of Chachma Yisrael on the High Madrega that they may have the differences both in Halacha and they what we call an Ashkafa. But okay, you can have differences, but they all recognize it. But they appreciate who the other one is. He's a Talmud Chacham of stature, and I don't agree with him for this, that, and the other reason. Fine, so I tell my people to do it my way, and I may have the majority on my side, but the minority follow that this Adam Gadol and his Halachas and his Ashkafas, whatever it may be, okay. But someone who does not qualify just makes a statement. You can do this. Either Ramah says no, not such an important halacha, and the others disagree, and is this not a halachic problem? That kind of stuff. So we don't go that way. That's not our way of going. We just don't go that way. I'm saying it as clearly as I can say it. I think you all know what I mean based on what was spoken of before. But you can't just say the Ramah says no, and I say yes. Unless a person reaches such a high madrega of learning, such an unbelievable level of Torah and Yerushalayim is recognized by everybody as a godel, even though to argue with him. But in this case, unfortunately, the case that which is, how should I say, in my neighborhood, believe it or not, so they don't have such rabbinic support for these kinds of statements. We have to try to do our best to follow the traditional way. We mentioned the word Ashkafa before, so I'll tell you another word which I said on the Parsha of last week. I'm a little behind the times, but it's important to talk about the Parsha. So it says in Rashi, in the Parsha of Mishpatim, Rashi calls the Targum, Chabura Taras Chabura, so Rashi calls the Targum that it's Mashkofi. What's Mashkofi? Chavur medahitjim. So what's a mashkofi? Mashkofi is a lintel. Why is it called a mashkof? Someone's hitting all the time? Yes. The door is constantly hitting it. The door closes. Bang, bang, bang. He's banging against the lintel. The mash, that's what's called mashkofi. And chapur, I bang you, is translated by the Targum as mashkofi. The same idea. Adkan Rashi, this week's parasha. If you look in Parshas Vayera, there the word is found by Ashkifa, Pnei Sodom, the Malachim looking at stone. So Rashi quotes from Chazal, Kol Ashkofa Shevetoro Lero. I think it's a Medrash Rabbah by Yaakov. Kol Ma, except for one. Who knows the one? What's the exception? Where's the one with the defined expression?
Ashkifa.
Correct. Hashkifa Memon Kotchka Men Hashemayim. Dola Matnas Aniyim. That's the context over there. I gave the label Yosel Amona. That takes the word Ashkav, which is a negative term, destructive term, and makes it into a positive term. So what's that all about? I thought, after going from Mishpot and back to Vayera, back to Kisavo, go come back to Mishpot. Rashi says, in Kesef Talves Ames Ani Imach, so Rashi says, what's the idea of Matnas Aniyim? You view yourself as if you're the Ani. What's it all about? Rabosai, Kol Ashkofos L'ro means as follows. As we say in English, that looks can kill, or as they more dramatically, he looked at me with daggers in his eyes. Ooh. That's Ashkofos L'ro. Bang! I'm banging against you. I'm not taking a whip. I'm not giving you a fist. With my eye. Kol Ashkofos L'ro. I'm looking at you with daggers. That's what people look at others in a negative way. Except for Matnas Aniyim turns it on its head. Because Matnas Aniyim is the other way around. A poor person, you can look at that with daggers in your eyes. What do you need this guy for? He's not helping society. Just in your ways and convenience. No! Look at him kindly as if you were the poor person. If you look at someone kindly, as if you're the poor person, then even HaKadosh Baruch will be the connected meter, will look upon you kindly. You know, we find Vayashke, Vayashkifu in the context of Sodom, where it's destructive, by giving Matnas Aniyim. Oh, so I we talked before about Hashkafa. So one can make a quip, call Hashkafa's Lerov. In what sense? Because it has to be, it's my way of the highway. My Ashkaf is correct. My Ashkaf is right. Whatever it may be, I'm pro this, anti this. You can figure the examples yourself. Whatever, you know the examples you have of what people call the Ashkaf. How I look upon, I don't know, college education, how I look upon the state of Israel, how I look upon the role of women. I'm just giving a couple of examples that people are finding about these days. I'm not going to be more specific than that. So how you look upon it, that's Ashkafa. If you think that your way is the only way, it has to be exactly the way you cut exactly the way you want, that's the wrong. You have to be able to look at other people and say, look, I don't agree with you. I think you're wrong. You don't have a Sanhedrin, the Paskin, specific halachas. When it comes to these Ashkafa matters, or Agoda matters, the Rambam says there's no real Pesach halacha in any event. So you have to be a little charitable in looking upon others, even though we're required to state our opinions unequivocally and forcefully when we feel that that something is right and something else is incorrect. Doesn't mean that we should be demeaning others and fighting with others. We try in our own community. It's a little bit of a challenge to try to treat everyone appropriately. A lot of things swirling around. Baruch Hashem, sit in the Beis Medrash, you're a little more protected. So I give you all the bracha. You should have a look at others who need your help kindly, and that makes the hashkafa l'tova, not to be overly argumentative and shouldn't demean anybody. But at the same time, doesn't mean that we are relieved from responsibility to articulate what halacha says, or what, even what we call hashkafa says. But we recognize that other individuals who qualify in the how should we say it, in the collegial entity of Gedolei Torah, are certainly entitled to other opinions. Those who are not are really not. That's just the reality. And especially we call our language Hashkafa, we have to even be more broad in respecting others, even if we disagree with their point of view. Okay? My introduction, I guess we'll do Chumash at the beginning instead of at the end. And then the last week instead of the next week, it'll be my Chumash. Yes?
The Alocha brings down the Megillah Sefer.
Oh, that's your question. I understand. Nothing to do with this, obviously.
Okay.
That's correct. You saw the Megillah Sefer? You saw? I'm not sure what that means. Do you have your fancy?
Oh, yeah.
He quotes Megillah Sefer, but I'm not sure what that means. Doesn't say write it, right? We have to get the Oz Vahadir edition of the Mishnah Brewer. We're supposed to be in Arabic Spanish by now. I have to find out later where it went. But when it comes, I'll probably give you exactly who wrote all these things. I noticed that myself, right? Obviously not the Sefer was written by a contemporary author, Shlita, and when the B'Alach quotes it from 100 years ago, it's from someone who came in before that. So you often find the name of a Sefer, which could be two different authors, mean two different concepts from. Remember, we had a experiment today. We learned a few months ago, it was called the Nesivos Shalom, about the Lamed Tes Melachos. And we started looking, what? What do you mean? The Nesivos Shalom has a different author completely, and it's a Shkafa Sefer, and the Chassidus Rebbe, Slonim Rebbe was, okay. His name is Shalom. They both chose Nesivos as the opening word to their Sefer. So we should always have to make sure that if you want to put out a Sefer that no one else chose the name, make it a little bit outlandish, a little bit, you know, unusual. Don't just call it, if you call it by a name with some name beforehand, someone probably had it before you. When I put out my Sefer, it was called Av Mordechai, for reasons which you'll find in the Sefer in the Trans and Brochus. And someone said, was this another Sefer by that name somewhere? I don't know, came out, you know, who knows how long ago by some particular author somewhere. Okay! I didn't know of any Trump, and I wouldn't have copied anybody, but you know, a lot of Mechavim were the people of the book, and the people who write Sfarim for a long time. So, okay, a bunch of you should write Sfarim, they should become Tamil Chachamim. Okay, let's now go back to what we saw. So we were discussing over here the question of, where are we over here? Should we accept we really were here yesterday? Let's see. Not sure what it's supposed to be. But let's go really to the original source, Rabbi Osai. The question is, since we're here already, we should see something. Yesh bar mitzrores kol yom, as we left off yesterday. Veinu mischayev. It's Yerushalmi, we saw it in the Eglei Tal. Adai nisher ochel mor bepsos. It's the Rabbanan. Look at Eglei Tal. Okay? And according to the Be'alocha, it's a machlokas, the Torah and the Ravid. The Torah says it is the Rabbanan. According to the Ravid, no. Let's open up to the Be'alocha and see what he's saying. It's very important. It's an interesting question. Is there an Isidra Rabbanan here? Or is it no? According to the Eglei Tal, it's an Isidra Rabbanan. A daraisa. You remember that? Yerushalmi shelo kalacha. But if you assume that against the Eglei Tal, which we tried to advocate for that position yesterday, which is what his position and the Mishnah Berurah's position, and Rav Posen's position, again, Eglei Tal is a god of Adar. He can argue with everybody else, right? He thinks Yerushalmi shelo kalacha. Remember the whole shtickle term from yesterday? The nature of Zora depends upon that. Is it one? Right? So, but the conventional wisdom is that the Yerushalmi is in fact correct. And indeed, quotes a Bir Alach over here, Sif Yud Gimel, Shin Yud Tes Sif Yud Gimel, Bechazka, I'll take a look and see what it says. Bechazka, Bedivya arrive at a move of Baran, Mashma, Dimeno Mahadek, Bechozek, Beyuch Luksas Kisvin Vekash and Lava Derach Sham, Lo Asu Baze, Lo Merzik and Mishameris, Uvetur Sosim Adlor, Lo Hiskir Dafka Bechozek. So he's saying a shtickle pshat in that machlok is over here. What's a machlok? It's according to the Torah, these are the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, no. No, it's the Rabbanon. If some of it gets through. Rabbi said we should look at this Rabbanon inside, because he told us where to find it. Look in the Ran. Rabbi said, what Ran? The Ran on this din, which is found in Sifrit Gimel, which is found in the Gemara. Look on the side, it tells you where everything is found. And look in the Gemara, Rabbi said, Kuf Lamed Tes. So the Ran And I'm pretty sure it's one of those that's on our Maror HaChomes. Take a look and find it. Open up to your Ran, please, in the back. Please open up to the Ran in the back. I think it's page Kuf Sabach. I believe. The Nun Zayin in the base. Let's see if it's there. Quotes part of it, I'll say. Part of it is on page Kuf Samach Aleph. That's why I see the word Rivet. I don't see the word Rivet on Kuf Samach. Looking through it quickly, my eyes are not as good as yours. But on Kuf Samach Aleph, I do see the word Rivet. Which I think is maybe Nun Ches in the other here. Loladik Inish. See the word low in big bold print? Everyone see it? Everyone see the word low? It's on the Makoros. Low, although at least in this edition, it goes over to the next page. But because of a Ravitzal, the Kolhechad lo Mahadik lo Osir, the Havle Kapalga the Kuva of Bishori, it's not very, very tight, it's permissible because something is going to go through. Valdera Pirushozal, Shekosafti Bisamuch. Oh, the previous paragraph. For Ravitzal Pirushim Shameris no Kuva. Paga the Kuva, right? Has to be a complete filtration. If it only takes away some of it, then it's not a problem. But the Torah doesn't say that. So the Megillah Sefer says, these are the Rabbanon. In this kind of a case, what happens? What's the case over here? These are the Rabbanon. What happened over here? Is Borat Soros Kolayom, but there's still something connected. So if something goes through, is it Isser or not an Isser? So according to the Ravid, there is no Isser. According to the Torah, it's the Rabbanim. That's what he points out. It'll be a very interesting discussion. What is the nature of the Isser, Rabbosai? What is the nature of the Isser of Borer? Let's take a look, Rabbosai, and see. The Balamor. It's the Balamor. Let's open to the Balamor. I don't know if he quotes the Balamor over here. Well, thank God we're blessed with the original Balamor. We can look at the original. I think we saw once before last week. Maybe I showed you the Balamor. I don't remember. So you see it again. It's on the fourth line of records. Balamor, Lamed Zayin, Bezo, Kuvvov. Kuvvov and then the new print. Look inside the Balamor. Got a rip there in the bottom. Look what it says. Vizel Bir Adover. It's a new paragraph in our edition. Kuvvov. Kol Shlosh Vitesha Malachas Shayubit Kenegav Mishkan Kulan Hayavim Tzorach Lagufa. Lachat Shikha Lagufa. Chutz. Min Azora Vaborer. Shuzora Vahamot Min Agorin. Ubora Tzoros Min Agri. Vizarika Malachta. Litchos Hamot Vatzoros. That's what he's suggesting. A very big Kiddush. Every case of Borer would normally qualify as entry Shikha Lagufa. Why? I'm taking away the rocks. I don't need the rocks. I'm throwing in the garbage. Chin Chayav Alein Val Kol Tolish Alein. Rabbi Huda holds, Kabalachas Kula and Shem Shachayav Lein Tzor Lagufam, Achel Shalot Tzor Lagufam, Kols Mashu Mesakal Lamakalkel. That's a Yudah Shita. We pass him according to Rabbi Shalom, like Rabbi Shimon, the Apostle. A major Kiddush. The Ramban has a bit of a different take on this. The Ramban has often argues with the Balamor. This is not an exception. Let's see the Rishonim. The Ramban is also on the Maror HaChomes. I'm not sure if you saw the Lashon inside yet. Let's take a look. Kol HaMakalkel. I asked you to see a few lines. Let's read those lines together. One minute, please. It. I asked you to start from Umei Hadome, which in this edition I can't find. Whose eyes are better than mine? Me'adom alazem. Thank you. Hanotel tziparnov bekli. You take it, cut your fingernails or your mustache. Shuchayim shem told of the gozes. Half al pi she'enot tzarech l'gufa tziparnayim v'aseh. You don't need it. You throw out the nails and the hair. V'loch ha'tshicha l'gufa nikres. V'chein hazore v'aborer. Against the balamor. Balamor said that every Zorbar is entering the Gufa. He says, no. And he says, that's the first citation. And the second citation in the same paragraph. Ukfar demisi zeh, legozeis venotel sarvati pornov, ben letaken gufo, uliapas atzo, ben letzorach haseir, by Giza. Kula malacha tshicha le gufa, even they, shakol dabarech, here's the key phrase. Vanatila he atzma hamalacha. So what's the Ramban saying a Kiddush over here? Some malachas is a cheftza, and you need the same cheftza that they need in the Mishkan. When it comes to these malachas, the malacha is the hafrada, the separation itself. That itself is a tzricha legufa. Makes no difference if you want the fingernails or you want your fingers to be trimmed. You want your hair, you want the hair to be trimmed, the head to be trimmed. Doesn't make a difference. It's the Afroda itself. This is Shita Saramban. Oh, very important. So it comes out like this. According to the Balamor, the malachas are the psolas. And since you don't need the psolas, every single gets a borek, you take a psolas from the toch ocha, by definition, is ain't shrikh l'guf. That being the case for both sides, if you take a little bit of solace away, what should it be? It should be chayav. Against the Yerushalmi. Because it belongs to the solace. That's according to the Baal Hamor. Oh, I'll give an example. Oh yeah. Tomorrow's Erev Shabbos, then I'm going to cut my nails. My nails need to be the true for Shabbos, cover Shabbos Kodesh. What will happen? If I forget, I don't want to do it on Shabbos. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. He said, the rice. What happened? I won't cut it. I only trim halfway. You say, I only trimmed halfway. So, I'm potter. No. If you want to trim more, you only trim half. Let's see, you file your nails. You file your nails, right? If I file halfway, I couldn't finish it. The chayiv. So, too, I take away some of the pebbles. I'm chayiv. The same exact comparison according to the opinion of the Balamo. But again, Rabbi Osai, let's take a look at the Bi'al Locha. Siv Gimel Lechol. Open up. Take a look. Siv Gimel Lechol. We saw it a little bit yesterday. Let's see it again. Siv Gimel Lechol. Shtev Yeshuas Yaakov Hikshav Yikad Nechaz Borim. I feel the burp, souls be the ochal of my chayav, blochash and a tzricha le gufa, in a tzorch of soul is klal, el shabor, el shenizach and ezek meyolov, kemotzi et zemes the korv roiem, katirit, in yem alechas boru, shab solis en a roi lachila, begam a ochal en a roi kokach lachila, mab solis vus ochal, galal kain, hu mafrit ap solis vun ochal, im kain, hamalach en nikas al breris ap solis, Rak the betake in a ochel, she roar la chila. Vze malocha tzricha le gufa ochel, the mash ochel gomor. Whoa! A tif of art, opposite of the Balamor. The Balamor says the guf is the psalms that you pulled away. He says, no, the guf is the ochel that you fixed up. But if you said that the psalms of the ochel, then roar la chila, climb at chila, mash from the ochel, and they appear as those, that you made the inedible edible. That's particular. That's tzricha legufa. Avo b'shnei min yochlin shemar for the ochal hasheni mar for sheni rotz alochlo. Chashem Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. Keva the Ochel Zeh Sherot Zalech Kheis Ruah Lachila from Loni for the Ochel Hasheni. Who prayed us to Rak Makmas Hashem Kheis Ein Nav Shech Choshkebo. Hey Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa Akan Lashono. Hi, the Mechabe says Yechayev. Oh, Im Ken Lefi Dvar Av Yudivri HaRambam. Hanitzim Shoghanach Sefala Vashitoso. The Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa Chayev. I will be done the paskin and the love to deal with a potter. Loyal Khan, if you ever borrow, so Shane Hobbes, I feel a bit clean. Rack and borrow, so Hobbes, I feel the outlet of a clean. Of your lachas ma. Frank, if that's the case, I might have to go rush to spear the love of Shane Hobbes. Potter. As I did, the also Shane Hobbes, I feel great solace. Maybe take a cash. If you have Shneem in the open, if the Shuas Yaakov is right, then the rush should not have said Yechayim, because the angel is going to spot. V'yev shalom, I don't know how to let the exact question of the Chumit Varam Shah. V'akoch v'shtoroch lom, I'll just feel like. The gam b'shnei mini ochlim, I'm a rov and misyap and kol mina, they bear us chaver mimenu. Each of our peas and carrots. And they're all together. And I want to eat the peas, not the carrots. So even though it's, carrots are edible, but for me, I don't want the carrots, the peas have become prettier when the carrots are removed. Against the Yeshua's Yaakov in that prat, but that's only when Hamina Murav and Yaakov come in bechaver and this come in Hamina they bear us chaver mimenu. Hashenkish and Munaf bekara min echad Hamina shalamata mimenu. There's no mixture. One's on top of the other. Umisalek laamin shalamalek laagia laamin shalamata mimenu. There's no tikkun. There's answer of the gufa. Maybe it's not even in the rabbana. It's not considered the murav. We just read this already one time before. Just wanted to give you this update on this nakud. So Rabosai, this is what he suggests. Let's take a look at Rabosai and see what I just told you in someone else's. Oh, give me Orchot Shabbos. Yeah, so I just wanted to show you what I said now in my words. He says in similar words, but not in the regular place. What's the number to end Orchot Shabbos? I already forgot. 20? But at the very, very end of the Sefer, he has a few longer pieces. That's where he articulates this idea. Okay, watch this. Oh, we're out of luck. I didn't bring it in. We're twice out of luck. Oh, okay, good. We have, thank God, a copy. Okay. All right. Tough, Kuf. Mem Zion, all the way at the end. He has a piece about B'Yisod Melechus Borer, written by the author of the Siva Shalom, of Shalom Gelber. I mentioned his name before. So we've written the rest of it together. At the back, they have their own private essays, right, which they were written by them individually. So here he has the following Yisod. I'll be able to read his lashon to you. He quotes Yeshua's Yaakov. He says like this. Watch this. Umavur the Sfirle, Yeshua's Yaakov. Inyan Melechas Aborer, he etzem afroda ben aminin. He tims alom adam malacha, he tikun ha'ochel. Him came, if he anocha anal, if it bays me ne'ochel and ain minecha mekakalas ha'akar, against the B'Yolach. If it is that would be the case, nimtza shechos the bezeh kol ikar ha'malacha. Well, how do you act? Ain't you the gufa? Elaine come aloch a cloud. Ooh, 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 ooh. But the fact is that it is a malacha, just that it's ain't you the gufa, indicates that the nature of the malacha is what we call over here the hafraza, which is comparable to the opinion of the Ramban. That's what he says. I want to see you a fast thing. I would love to show you on the screen. I just can't. We'll look it up later on. Page Tov Kuf Mem Vav. The page before. Look what he says. It says like this. Amazing. As the Balamor holds, the Bor is not Tikkun Ochel Mehafsolos. No. But the Hafrada itself, that's the Malacha. And why? Kasher Oda Mavchin Bein Ochel Bein Hafsolos Amarabim Zebezeh V'notlas Hafsolos V'zorka U'mashar Z'ochel Arezu Malacha Chashuva. What is from the page? Where it comes from? I'll give you a faher on the Talmud. I'll give you all this room a faher on the Talmud. You know where this comes from. The Dea ein havdala minayin. I can't fault you. You only know Talmud Bavli. This is a Yerushalmi. You all know Talmud Pep. This is a Yerushalmi. The question is why we say Atochan Antonu in the first bracha, right? And they should say earlier, like Abdullah before Atochan. Im ein dea Atochan Das Abdullah Minayim. That's his quote. They make a poetic allusion to Yerushalmi. It's a question to know. You understand, guys? You learn a little bit more. You'll know it. Va'afradazu ki etzem meleches habore v'yutikun ha'ochel v'yipuyo. So therefore, the Balamor says, so therefore, you're getting rid of this stuff, and even though you need it, it's not going to the tzorech, it's going to the etzim of the gufa. I'm just giving you an example of the poetic license over here, which is found. Fine. Good. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan, which I showed you, you have to do the fashpesh. You saw that lotion in the Berlochim, the fashpesh, you have to search. Search for things. Oh, now it's up in the Gemara to the Mishnah. Daf Kuf Mem Amud Aleph. This is our next topic. We're going to see a little bit over here. Do whatever we can. Kuf Mem Amud Aleph. Very, very important for today's topic. First, an introductory comment. The Mishnah is a Kuf Mem Amud Aleph. Enshorin es achiltus v'poshrin. Not Arminian. The Enshorin or Shorin, two different texts. As a kashinin, what in the world does that mean? What do the words mean? The Rashi says, "And shown as a kashinin, meitzif aleya mayim bekli liver up sultan kedatnabim sevus beitza af mediach v'shol." We saw that already yesterday. Beisil sheet that comes to yontif. So now that a pour water over the, what a kashinin? What do you call? It's animal feed, fundamentally. That's what it really means. It's some kind of it's a mixture of good and bad all together. Below shofen of some says Rashi biyad lahosta psalos have like borer. If you're gonna use your hands to get rid of the junk, it's considered to be borer. Avol nos natocha kvara natocha kalkola Rashi liten betocha avus ve'avol gav shamotz nofel me'elav yeah kerab shimon. Ainim eskaven is mutter. What's going on? Go take a shimon. This is what Rashi explains. The Meiri seems to say no. No. The Meiri says, if there's no intention to separate one thing from the other, not just that it's a malacha with an ainim eskaven. It's not a malacha in the first place. It's not a malacha in the first place. But he's so gadol. See what he says. The Meiri, in explaining this Mishnah, okay. Sorry, Bray Razu, look at this. Me'eleho hibo. What do you mean, Bray Razu, me'eleho? What was the Meiri saying? Bray Razu, me'eleho hibo. The definition of bor is to be mefashmesh. You go search and destroy. Get rid of all the pebbles from the good wheat. And it's going to happen by itself. It happens by itself. No kavana. It's not called bor at all. Rashi doesn't sound that way. Rashi seems like it's saying, it's a general, not a local p'tur of Bor. Remember our discussion, local for general? It's a general p'tur of Ainim Eskaven. So they want to say, no, Rashi perhaps wouldn't agree with the Meiri because it's a very specialized instrument. You don't label it as if it's coming by itself. But you'd agree to the yisod of the Meiri, of the Rav HaShulchan. If you're not mefashpesh, it's not called Bor at all. Okay, fine. And then two yisods in the Mishnah. Ein Sholin. On the side it says, Ain shorin. So machlokes. Shorin or shorin. So, and what's the malacha? Rashi is borer. Look on the side of this and gone. Ain shorin. That's his garrison, not sholin. Okay. Ain shorin. What's Yerushalmi? Mishum borer. That's that. What about Shafin? Below Shafin also Mishum Dosh. Not like Rashi. Rashi is below Shafin also Vialasir Absolus Havale Borer. And he's saying no. It's Dosh. Look at that. Two different opinions, what it means. Take a look at Bosa in the Bi'al Alpha here in Sifches. Shin Yutes Sifches, where this is quoted. Look inside, please. A major Yisot. What does it say? And Shorin Es HaKashinin V'ayin Shemetzit Mayim Aleim Clearly, the Hosef Psalms. Well, Shofen Hosef Yag, the Hosef Psalms. The Havale, what's the next word? Next word, Shonar. What's the word? Bore. Bore? What? You sure? Kibboreh. Oh, I can hear my Rebbe in my ringing in my ears. Kib. Says it, B'Allah, for sure enough. Havale Kibboreh. Losh Rashi with the Havale Borer. Prima Gaza Besupik. Is there a Chiv Chatas? So the word Kibboreh, Rabosai, sounds like it's what? It's only the Rabbonah. So the B'Allah wants to bring a Raya Faker. I have a raya from Beit Yud Gimel, Beit Sil Lom Bor Kedarko, Rabbi Galil Lom Achmed Diach Hasholi, even now, she's much more chomer, may still be done in Yontu. That's our Indian. She's Bor Kedarko. You see, he tear beyond the Belechus Bor Abi Gemurah. Lohasu, Benapa Kvara, Elimish of the Merzi Kaman, the Ovid Behar Betor Chol, as the Rishon was saying. Where Rabbi Galil Hosilma, Achmed Diach, Hasholi, Akoch Gam Zemelach Gemurah, who be the Raisa. And Yushama sounds that way as well. So he wants to say, it's a malacha d'oraisa mamish. The Mechabah seems to say it's a malacha d'rabbanan. D'rabbanan. Rabbanan. The plain Moshe happens to say it's only d'rabbanan. Not like the balamot that the Bible says it's a d'oraisa. If you look at the Tosa Shulchan also says it's d'rabbanan. Now, on the other hand, look at the Sharatzin Chaf Aleph. Sharatzin Chaf Aleph, look carefully. Karshinin, who macha behema, we said. Udin tapuhi adama, potatoes, shouldn't put water to get rid of the junk. Says the Sharatzin Chaf Aleph, Rambam Perish of Mishnah, ule pele, shalhetik a Mishnah, Rambam Mishnah kill bilchosa. Tianire sham, who mefarish a Mishnah min acher, tahainush ayade shriya, who mashva ochla, O mitrach biochla, the chol amoroi can eat the Shabbos kufn and velvet aleph, the nichol adin adem mashenem hasham. According to the Rambam, we're having a pilpul here, kiborer. The rice of the Rabbanon, according to the Rambam, it's not a borer, not even the Rabbanon is not a borer. What is it? A new category, mashviuchla, mitrachim, kufn and velvet, it's not a malach at all. Not a malach at all, according to Shitas Ha Rambam. Not a malach at all, zero. It's not considered to be boring. Oh. Now, what's it between sholin and shorin? Right. So, what did Rashi say on the word sholin? It's Gerson. What did he say? Matzif aleya mayim bekli, liver up sultan. You're pouring water on it. Pouring water on it. Okay? You're pouring water on it. What does shorin mean? You soak it in water. In water. Now, interesting, the Mechaber has a girsa shorin, and he still explains matif, or matif, mayim aleihem, which is consistent with the girsa of sholin. So apparently he thinks that it's not an inconsistency. Okay? The Mishnah Brewer writes in Sifkot and Chav Ches, Ein Shorin, who are din and yesh psolas olcha ma'orovim, also litna b'mayim, they'll sheyipo la psolas b'mata gon offer, o sheyotzif l'malik on teven, so you can't soak it, you can't pour water over it, it's all prohibited, everything is us, it's all us. So I ask you a shout out, Bosai, in this room, let's be honest now, we should not cover up over here. Have you ever done yourself on Shabbos or seen someone else take a fruit and hold it under a faucet of water to rinse it out on Shabbos? If you've seen it or done it, raise your hand. So the only question is, are the chayim and the raisa? That's what they're about. That's what it sounds like so far. Let's take a look in Shmiras Shabbos Kilchos, which fortunately we do have. Let's see what it says over there. Okay, let's open up. What's the page number? Yesterday, who remembers the page number?
We may not have it. We know it's there.
What?
The Ark of Shabbos didn't work.
Well, we have it. Let's go down. See if it works. What page are we up to? I already forgot. 90 plus, 150, something. I forgot what we're up to. Thank God we have it. Oh, we're in the right general area. Okay? Take a look, I have to go back a few pages. Okay, I'll go this way. Let's try this. Oh, we're right, Mamash right here. Take a look. Look. Peiros are your upper shirots and the shoulders of Mayim and Absol Shabahem. What do we do? He says, Im Absol is the book of a Peiros. Oshiesh alem ovav ochome risus. Could be insecticide, all kinds of things. Muta lahosteres ele, and they has drama samayim alehem. Viasken rak samalachilas apiris. Baruch Hashem, he finds a heter for what we do. Nun beis. Shabbat Rav Shlomo Zalman. Lechalek ben minig olam ladiach peris yirachos. Rabosai, it's our minig. In Yerushalayim Rav Kodesh, that was the minig. Rav Shlomo Zalman, no minig Yerushalayim. Alright, so don't have an inferiority complex living in New York. I mean, for other reasons we should, but not because of this. Levein dina de'isa shriyas kashinim l'mayim. De'li'el ha'orogna. Because why? Because there, the way he describes it, the kashinim is what, Rebbe Osai? If it was, a lot of psalms, which is sort of, it's connected to it, where it's stuck on it, then he's makel. That's how he seems to say. It's mu, reves, it's also. Dvuka, it's mutu. That's how the distinction, as I read it in the, here in Sifcha Beis, in Shmir Shabbos, because tell me if you think I'm right. If it's mu, reves, when psalms koshi, people don't eat it, then you cannot put it under the sink. It's hafrodis, psalms, menoch. But if it's stuck on it, dvuka, then it's permissible. What's the difference? It's not clear what the difference is. That's what he suggests. Of course, there are Moshe's matter it, it's also Shulva's matter it. A little bit shver, because the lashon of the Mishnah Ruach Haftes, Gilahosir Ha'ovok, Ve'ofra Aleim. Well, we just came from there, right? The Mishnah Ruach says over here, Hakar Shinin, who machal behema, the Tapuchi Adam, called Haikavil, or Ethan Aleim Maim, Gilahosir Ha'ovok, Ve'ofra Me Aleim. Apparently, he thinks that Ovok is stuck. It's not like it's mixed. So he doesn't understand this lashon sounds like it's against the Shlomo Zalman's distinction. What's it rights? Brings rights. Aleph. You're allowed to wash dishes. Everyone knows that. You can wash dishes on Shabbos. Oh, he's going to shluck up the riot. L'homer le'elo hera rezayin. We can distinguish between Shtivas Peres Hadochas Kalin, which is permissible, as opposed to washing fruits. That's because there's a peak of curiosity. You look back on our rezayin. Let's take a look. Take a look back on our Zion. Let's go back how many pages here? Nun Beis Zion. 10 pages, you say? Where are we? Went back too far. We're getting there. Our Zion. Next page. What's our Zion? Look what he says. Oh, here it is. Emesh and Nikuya shall call Dover, Shadaka Tomidli Slachlech, Uregilim Shulinakosa. A dish gets dirty and cleaning, gets dirty and cleaning, dirty cleaning. Lo Nika Boral Manaka. It's called cleaning, it's not called selecting. Who says it's going to be followed? Losha Bene Adam. I initial the Giborim, so a bit of the Shabbos, the Mashma shall call Tolly Belosha Bene Adam. He carole borolo, who can nicky as shinayim vaguf men absolo shabem, or rechitza get lost with my absorro. We're not going to say it's called bore. Do you brush your teeth? No, ma, it's bore. Don't try that on her. Why not? Stuck in it, you have to chip, look up in the mirror until you get out. No, it's not called boring, it's called brushing your teeth. I can't wash my hands, it's boring. I can't wash the dishes, it's boring. Oh, that's the biggest one. Don't try that on her. Wash the dishes. So Shlomo Zalman is saying, if this is the case, so then you can't bring a raya from washing dishes on the one hand back to washing fruits on the other hand. Because the dishes, you wash them, you use them, you wash them, you use them, you wash them, you use them. Fruit, you wash them, you eat them, and they're gone. Are you following me? That's how he schlugged up his own raya. What page were we on before? This one? This one? Can't remember. Yeah, here we are. That's raya number one. So that's, he knocked off the raya himself. Where's that mission? Let's take a look up in that Shulta Gevara. I want to show it to you. Because he quoted it, you should see it inside. What did he say? Sol Perek Tetzvav? Is that what he said? That's where it says it. It's Lashon for the Adam. Take a look, please. It's Men Beis Amud Aleph in the old print. Yeah. Kuf Tez Zayin in the new print. He says as follows. So the fourth wide line in my sefer, the very wide to the bottom, fourth lines to the bottom. Kibi also ain't takal liknov hayek b'shabbos. Kibi also tikin v'siwas hanashim kolon v'poshin. V'koron also lehedja b'reira. Shorim b'rarnu hayerek. Ha! Who cares what the Yankees call it? No, makes a difference. Lashon b'nei Adam. That's what he says, an interesting riot. Isn't that a fascinating riot? Wow. Fascinating riot. Fascinating riot. Okay, so this is riot number one. That's how you brush your teeth. You can sweep the floor, right? But then, he adds something. One second. But he says something else for both sides. Back in the... So I go back again for a second. Sorry. Look what he says. Another svar. Watch this. He says, for this same reason, you sweep the floor. Chaim sweep the floor. No, ma, he's a brera. No, 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 no. It's not called brera. It's called cleaning. 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 Then he has another svar. Lo shayim brera, but dvarim ha-shavim le-fokas v'pchinim b'suyemes v'shach v'iruv. Oh man, there's an Eruv. What's the Tarovis? The dust on the floor with the floor. Come on, kiddo. Are you kidding me? What? The dishes from supper are mixed in together with the grease on top. Come on, that's no mixture. It seems to me that Svara might apply to fruits also. What? I can't mix the fruit, man. Why? Well, the dirt is mixed in with the fruit. Come on, kiddo. This goes back to our old discussion of peeling. We thought that peeling should not be a problem because there's no tarubis. Also, but tarubis from Mokom Ago is on the Chazanish we spoke about yesterday. Okay, back over here. Second riot. He's bringing many riots, right? He's trying to discuss these things. As a matter of fact, remember the Ran that we spoke about, who said it's an Easter of Borer by Knivas Yerek. So instead of learning to be Knivas Yerek, how did he interpret it to mean? Hadochas Yerek. No. Go back to the same problem of Borer. Remember that, Ron? We saw that at the end of the 14th page. Page Kuf Yud Dalet in our print. Is that where it was? No, 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 it's not here. Page Kuf Yud Ches. I'm sorry. The Rashi says it means you can even Yerek, you get rid of the bad leaves. He says, no, that's an Easter of Borer, the Ran's Kasha against Rashi. That's considered to be Borer. Lona here, Borer. So what did he answer? You rinse it off. No, it's right to Borer. No, you rinse it off. You see, it's not considered to be Borer. It's another riot. Then he goes on Mishnah Brewer. Look at the Mishnah Brewer. Shin Yud Ches, Sivkot Lamed Vov. But you'll see things over here. What's Lamed Vav? Small little thing. He's talking about a Maliach HaYoshen. The Mishnah Kuf. And that Kuf Mem Hei says. He says, what may you do? What may you do? You may take a piece of meat. And a piece of fish, rather, and take water and rinse off the salt in cold water. That's in Sivkot and Lamed Vav. When I say about blood and the meat, that's Sivkot and Yud. Same Sivkot, Shilcha Sivkot and Yud, that's the one liner. He says, V'adocha boy mishum dam ben, you're allowed to pour cold water over meat to get rid of the blood. Why isn't it borer? There it is, the reason we just gave. You're cleaning, you're not selecting. So he suggests, and he wants to suggest that it applies not only to dishes, but maybe it even applies to foods. Again. Because he quotes over here that in Beis Yosef, he compares Din Hadachas Sadak with the salt. Hadachas kosas ukaras. He does not distinguish between reusable or not reusable. Next, quotes the Rashba, Knivas Yerek is Hadachas Yerek. I just showed you the Ran, that if you take away the leaves, it's Bora, but if you rinse it, it's not called Bora. What an amazing contrast. Right there, you see the contrast explicitly. Explicitly. Okay? Let's go further.
When would he use the meat that he salted?
Good question. He'll have a raw meat or something, what they call it, tartar. I don't know what it's going to have. Whatever it may be. Or he's afraid that it can become what they call over. 72 hours are going to pass, and they have to get rid of the. I don't know. I'm not sure the exact details. So you can't cook. Yes, can't cook meat on Shabbos. It's a good question. He said again, you can rinse a fish with cold water, and you can take the blood. Oh, it's all here. Abshad the nikui davam and alichluch shalom ainu nikubar elanikui. Look at Zion. Not only in a dish which is reusable, but maybe even in a fruit which is, if you will, disposable. You that's what he says. It seems to me that the better story we should have quoted was his earlier svara back at Har Zion. There's no tarovis, as the Aruch HaShulchan said. There's no tarovis. But Karshinin is different, Rabosai. What is Karshinin? What was the word for it again? Whatever it is, there are many of them, and they're very small. Animal feed, like seed, grain. What was the word? Anyone look it up? Karshinin? What does it say in English? Well, whatever it was. It wasn't apples, it wasn't peaches. It was tiny little things. So there's a lot of entities, with a lot of small entities, a lot of junk in between. That's called borer. Take one apple and rinse it under the water, there's no terovis in the first place. That's the best svara of all. Of course, Rabosai, I can leave you in a hole when it comes to, for example, blueberries.
Called the vetch.
Vetch? V-E-T-C-H.
Yeah.
Who knows what vetch is?
It says...
Karshinin, right?
It says it's a member of the pea family that is called...
Thank you. Stop. Don't go any further. Pea family. Small stuff, right? But that's the case that we're saying now is the correct distinction. If you have blueberries at Shabbos, when I have blueberries on Tuesday, we in our house to make sure there's something there, we put it in a bowl or we rinse it off and all that stuff. On Shabbos, according to this distinction, wouldn't be allowed to do that because the blueberries are very small and very many. That's going to be a problem so far. Yeah? It'll be a problem. Well, let's go a little bit further. Nun Gimel. What do you say on top? On top he said, has Romas Mayim Alehem. Don't soak them in water. Hold them under the faucet. He says, Ein Igus Moshe, Kloz HaShulchan, HaMetzadadim, Shalachatchila Mutav Lishto Vesaperos Adezer HaMayim, below Adehachnos HaSaperos HaSoch Mayim. It's better to have the water come on them from the faucet and not submerge them into a bowl of water. Where did he get that from? He said he got it from Rav Moshe. Let's take a look at Rav Moshe. Don't trust anybody. Look inside Rav Moshe. See what it says over here in Igros Moshe. Let's take a look together. Rav Kuf Hey. Watch. Immuter Paris and Luchlachlin. Immuter the Rosh of the Shabbos. Okay, this is written a long time ago. 1952. See, it says like this. Sas Nyonis Daiti. Tabaklitin the Toch Kli Shiesh Bomayim by Kashinin. It's a Maisa Bora Mediach Vasholem. The Magna Ram Chayodam. The Toch Amayim. Abolitin Alea Mayim. Pena Nosim Bamayim. El Hu Derek Rechitza. Below Derek Bora Rechitza Nesim prepares. That's a much distinction of Osai. Shouldn't submerge it into water. But rather have the water pour over it. And why? Why? You can wash dishes, same rise before. Rechitas Kalim Luchlochim Aleim. And the Shah Labor. Can who I did Rechitas first? And the Shah Labor. Upashit, Shabakaras Avshain Ruin the Khaladim Mutaran Adicha. So we tam Shabiyati. Tirak Litain, Bemaim, who my Saborah, with Lamai, Sarakil and Adina. Rabbi said, if that's the case, you can't soak dishes. Whoa! If you soak dishes, if soaking is Borah and rinsing is not, so then we a cooler by rinsing the dishes, right? Come the water get on. But soaking dishes might. Chas shall be a prohibition according to this. I don't know. Don't know.
So the vegetables were told to soak to get the bugs.
Yes, yeah, so that might be a problem according to this. Be a problem. Yes?
Was it a shore by soaking to get rid of the bugs?
What is that? Oh, the bugs in my blueberries. It's dirt. Oh, bugs. Yeah?
If you put it in the bowl and then add water,
that's a good question. If you put it in the bowl, and there's a simple reason, I don't have the time to put every single blueberry under the water. 20 blueberries. So just to save time, you just sort of put it in the bowl and have the water run right through it. That might be better, because then you're not submerging it. That's the impression I get from what Moshe is saying over here. It's a good point. So, that's what he says. Let's say the blueberries. I put in water. Rabbi said, if I had no water, can I confess on tape? If I had no water, I would eat the blueberries without the water. I don't know if I would agree with me. I don't know if I have shown bias problems. But, you know, so it's most people who have them, we like to rinse it off, but, you know, yeshiva, you guys can do without it. We're open to them. Then we put the mishach and seach amincha. Okay, but Masha ain't a roy. I will lech la'alter, move to the rotsam, bechol ofen bebirur, rak bazen noag and lirchot. So you get an impression from Masha that's for immediate use. You can even submerge them. It's only Rabbi Osai for later use. It's the problem if you're soaking them. That's how I read Rabbi Masha's truth. That's how I read Rabbi Masha's truth. For the altar. You can submerge it even the chatchila. So I don't know why the Shmir Shabbos quotes Rav Moshe. Shiraz quotes Rav Moshe. Yes, it's true. Rav Moshe says it's better to rinse under the force than to submerge it in water. That's true. But the bottom line of Rav Moshe, if I read it correctly, is this last line, is that the altar is mutter b'chol ofen, whether it's you're rinsing it or submerging it. For later use, then you should rinse it and not submerge it. Whereas the Shmir Shabbos told the altar, quotes Rav Moshe being machmir, I don't quite see that. It's true in the Tosa Shulchan, that is true. That's where he did, in fact, say that at the end, Samach Lasuda, and he said you should still hold on to it like this. But even he says that there's no alternative, you can put it into a water. That's Shmir Shabbat Kosov. That's an accurate quotation of the Tosa Shulchan. Fine. Yeah.
Today they sell the grapes in like a net or blueberries in a basket.
Yeah. Can you very good. You just run the water right through it. I think that's okay because there, look, that basket is irrelevant as far as that psoas is in there. It's not going to get trapped in the weave of that basket. Again, it has a wide holes. It's just going to go right through. I think it's okay. It's a good point. Yes.
Is
The question?
While you're keeping the blueberries, aren't you still separating? It's like a strainer, isn't it?
Again, you raise an excellent question. Blueberries, I believe the real cool is that you would have the blueberries in a pinch without the rinsing, if there was no water, if the water went out. No water. It's time for shalosh shulas, eat blueberries. Am I wrong? I have a reality check. If I say, you're sitting there, it's in camp, and there are blueberries and shalosh shulas, nice in the whole enclosure. And you go to winter, water's out, no water. How many people, because there's no water, would refuse to eat blueberries? Raise your hand. At least one, two. So that's a small minority of people in the room. The Baruch Hashem, we are a yeshivish population. It's a reflection of the entire population in general. But I'm going to assume that it is. The Baruch Hashem, not even since that's a problem. Otherwise, I think it is a bit of a problem.
But the water is a tzeilus.
No. Water. You're asking a good question. Can you pour water through something and then it goes? That's a mefurish gemara, even a bigger chiddush than that. You can pour water into a mixture of wine and the dregs to get the wine out. That's a mefurish gemara. Even that's a bigger chiddush that we're discussing. But so far, I think it's okay. But we spoke about the Shlomo Zalman before in footnote Zion. Look at footnote Vav. A new topic now. I both said a new topic. What does he say on top? No problem, we saw that. Shabbat Shabbat Shalom is Alman. Because the Rashi and Shabbos, Ayin Dalet. Open up to Adaf. This is Adaf, Rabbi. We're way behind the schedule, but it's still Adaf. Ayin Dalet Adaf. Trying to not repeat myself too much, but there's a lot of things to talk about. A lot of things. If you ever finish the Ramah Kovach, you ever should finish, let me know. Leave a new one. But I'm nowhere near finished with it. Not even close. Okay? The Shadda Kamaya, the last Rashi, next to the last, and I dial it out. What happened? What was the case? Back to the Gemara. Shabta the Rabbi Bibi Havoy. It was his Shabbos. Viklu Rav Ami Rav Asi, they came to us as Choshev guests. What did he do? Shada Kamai, we threw in front of them Kalkola Malay, Kalkola the Peri, Rashi, the Rats of Liver, Aoka Mitocha Olin, the loss of the Vidneko Lechat Bechat, El Shitochan, he just spread it out, Bam Nolan of Oakland, Ubishituak Zeman, he spread it out, Memela, Nifra Shaoka Meyelov. What a great way of solving my problems. I wanted to get rid of the Taruba's problem, just spread out on the table. I wasn't a fash pesh. I didn't select carefully, look, strew the whole thing on the table. The mail, everything spread out from everything else. What a great way to avoid the whole borrow problem. Unbelievable. Magic. So, Shlomo Zalman, Masher, the Mutta, the Adam, the Fazer, the Lishtoach, Minim, Shonim, Urabim, Zebazet, Kadeshia, Mutta, the Adam, Acher, Libra, parentheses. Ulegam, the Latzmo, we'll see that later. Afilos, Apsolas, Shaminim, Kwayam, Urabim, Zebazet. I feel the shenshu bushel nachazman. Rav Moshe says something very similar. Amazing chiddush, Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says the same thing. Want to see Rav Moshe? Let's take a look at Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe. Higwis Moshe. Okay. Okay, take a look at Rav Moshe says exactly just about the same thing. Whoa. So Bishop with Bora. Okay. Hey Mutter. Levara kapos umazlegos ayadei she yisru came kodem al shulchan viyipardu Shabbos with Rashi tshuva he ate satov acha gemara to Rashi that it's mutter. There are those who disagree. Say no, Rabbosai, where it's clear that the entire intention of throwing it is merely to separate it, that's an Isra Borer. In the Gemara, it's different. What some of Farshim call Derech HaGosha. Derech HaGosha. That's where you are serving it. That's Mafkia Suras Breira. As opposed to a case where the entire purpose of spreading it out is to achieve a Breira. And Rabbi Yashim said, I can't, we're still down, right? We can't do anything? As far as you know. Rabbi Yashim quoted the Sefer Ayil Meshulash. If you want me to tell you, I'll show it to you. It's like Breira Biyad. So this Eitzah works for the altar. Doesn't work for the Achazman. So there are three opinions. It works even for the Achazman that we saw before. Or it doesn't work at all. Rabbi Yashim is the in-between Chita. It's like Breira Biyad. And it works for the altar, not the Achazman. Or Chashabah says, depending on the definition. If Bor is defined, as the Aruch HaShulchan said, Mefashbesh, look carefully, then it's Mutter, you're not looking at anything. If the entire definition of Malacha is that the Ochel Shimetukin Me'apsolas, that's all you care about, I don't care how it happens. If you just throw it on the table, it's still going to be a violation of Borer. And some say it's what's called a Maisa Arichta. Show it to you. I'm so sorry. We should have gotten this earlier. The Aruch HaShabbos, page Kufay and Ches. A Maisa Arichta. A Maisa Arichta. And then they quoted, who said so? Rav Shlomo Zalman. Word! That's a contradiction. Here, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Shmuel Shabbos is quoted as being matirit. There it's quoted as being, as answering it. Maybe it's that key line that we saw before a second ago. That's the key line. This. Ulai gam lo atzmo. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman wasn't sure about this. If I do it for somebody else, we call it derech hagasha. It's for me, then it's not so poshut. So maybe here he put in his maybe, and there they quoted his maybe as being b'machlok mishum safe. That's the poshut pshat. I saw they brought a raya in what's the main raya of the gedolim of Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yoshe, the mechutonim. And they asked him, you know why? Quote, I'd love to show it, I feel bad I can't show it to you. Midalo matzino b'gemara eitza kokach pshuta. It must be us, sir. Otherwise, it's simple, it would have been in the Gemara. But it is in the Gemara. We just saw it, the Gemara Rashi. Let me, it's right here. Let me, I can't, what are you saying? If you remind me on Sunday to show you that, I want to. It is in the Gemara. No. Okay, fine. Rabosai. We spoke already before about the question of Tarovez B'mokom Mago. So we mentioned that the Poskim HaMachmor in the Shara, that's the idea of peeling. And who says it? The Magen Avraham. But the Magen Avraham himself was not sure of this. I want to show you the Magen Avraham himself, although he's the one who says that peeling is a provision of Borer. That's where the first place we really see some Beferish, Shin Chaf Aleph, Sifkot and Lamed, if you recall. I guess I should show it to you. Just for the sake of completeness. I'll start with that for a second. We'll come back with Shia Tess. Just want to show you. Shin Chaf Aleph. Just take 1 second. Sifkot and Lamed. Also, Niklov Mishum Borer. Okay? Watch this, though. And Shin Yud Tess. Sifkot and Tesvov. Watch this. Rabosai, we should see what Tesvov is going on in Shulchan Aruch. Let's look it up, Rabosai. Please look it up. I believe it's Sif. Let's see. I don't have a Shulchan Aruch in front of me. But I think it's Sif Yudalit, perhaps. Let's see if it's true. What are the words that are going over here? Muchacheshi Hayabora. Yeah. Let's read Yudal together. It's a Gemara. We're talking about Kuklamates. Mut olaras benachas mikli lechavero. Uvat shizog sheyitzog akiduch maschil and leir and nitzotos k'tanas and nishofos v'achrono toch apsoles yafsik. V'nichem mashmor. Shelo yasekein han nitzotos muchichi shubore. Zog t'mogad Avraham. Utchila shviyosan k'in apsoles nikol aboru. Run. V'fizeh Also, lasso shumi me'amacho, the beis mina ochlemein, also liver echa mechavero, el biyodo, el echlemiat, och shemara me'akli, also, lo b'shechor. The lush and the riff mashmer, they need to b'shechor, shenosim kismi b'fi akli, that's how he could borrow their akli, of shemara kach shari, which is the altar. So, lomar, after tur shirin or mod, the mazel, shem ayah barot, which is achaz man, as I feel it below kol iser, below kli rather, also, the altar shari. Okay? I'll be shuman alei bar psalm to oro asuk, I said, the efshar, watch the key efshar, lo shayach breira, ele bedvorim amuravim, abel hocha lechush akoy, oh, the svar that I want to hold from, which is no bor at all by peeling, because they know taruvis. Guess who said it first? The moment I'm wrong. But again, he only said it as an efshar. When we saw Rav Shlomo Zalman had an efshar in parentheses, it's also an efshar. I believe that if this, according to one side of this efshar, the chudakoi would be mutter to peel apples too. That's what I'm suggesting. Now, if you look over here on both sides, in the Mishnah Brura, how he quotes this, take a look, Rabosai, take a look. Take a look. Sivkotin Tezvav. Sivkotin Tezvav. We were here already. We were there already before. Remember we discussed this in Tezvav? Take a look at the end of Tezvav. It's on page 280. He says, you have garments piled up one on the other. He's searching for your coat. By the Shom's office story. He's searching for your coat. Lo havi b'chlal boreh. V'chein emunochem b'akor v'kamaminim yachad zeh al zeh. And the minyan is on the matah. V'masalik. Maybe. It's mesupik. Mesupik. He's not sure. This is what the Isle of Mashul calls Taruves Shkavos, different layers. It's even more kal than Taruves Mamoko Mago. There's a three kinds of Taruves. Regular Taruves, mix them together, peas and carrots, or a swarm of flies, or little kismin in your soup. That's real, many pebbles in your wheat. That's real Taruves. Mamoko Mago is like peeling. And Shkavos is just layers, one coat on top of other coats. Difference, it's even more kal. It's even more kal. That's what he said. Why is it more kal? Because the Mishnah Brewer himself is machmir by peeling, like the Mogad Avraham and Shechafal, but it's called bor, even though it's the Mogad Mago only. When it comes to coats, he suggests maybe it's not called bor at all, because one on top of the other. That's why he calls it the third category of Taruvis Shchavos. Okay? As a nafka meaner of both sides. Now, the Efshah. The Efshah. And the Bialach himself is making the combination of three tzadim. We saw it, we read it yesterday. Either it's not a Taruvus at all, or the Chumas Hadeshen, his vart, or it's Tzedes Nachash. We saw three different things. Okay. Fine. Okay. Now what will happen if I don't know where my coat is? So the Lashon Mishnah Brura was, U'mechapes achapito. You don't know where it is. It's still considered to be mutter, Rabosai. It's still considered to be mutter. Fine. It's important to understand some of these leniencies apply. Oh. What will happen, Rabosai, in the following case? There's a whole pile of coats. There are 100 coats all thrown on a bed. We know what happens to these Shalom's office. And you don't take the other coat away. You just start pushing. It's all in one big mix till you find yours. You never got it out. Is that Bora? The Shvisa Shabbos says no. You never took anything out. Just move it to the side. Can I be, I don't know how fancy you guys are. A guy has a whole, he has 50 pairs of socks. Now, I don't know you guys, maybe you're fancy. Everyone's different. Every pair is different. The design of socks, grace. This side, this sock, and this side. You don't have to know which way to go here. So with these socks, don't have those socks. See, Shabbos morning, look at me, find your socks. But you kid. It's the wrong one, the wrong one, the wrong one. To match my tie, to match my this. It's whatever. So he says, if you take them out, it could be boring. You just move them around inside. In the jaw, you move them, just move them around. It's not considered to be boring at all, he suggests. As a matter of fact, the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe, in his problem with the fly in the soup, in the sitter where he had a big chumrah, you know what you should do? Blow the fly to the other side. Guys, how many here have the gumption to drink from the cup when they move the fly to the other side? Raise your hand. You know the Baba Shem seen him here? I don't understand. The Rebbe said, you blow to the other side, you drink from the other side. That's what he said, the Rebbe. I guess, okay. But that's what the Rebbe said, you blow it to one side. You blow it to one side. Interesting. Take a look in the Prima Gaudim, Rebbe Osai. Shin Lamentes. Okay, watch this. Prima Gaudim. In mashkin b'kli, k'vav kashin b'kismin al plei kulo, all everywhere, all the whole top is filled with these pieces of straw, and maybe pieces of tiny little wood. Ayin shimin yutesif alvesif yudvav, but also litlin b'yad tavim psolus meyochel, v'af l'salkem l'tzad efshad the osur b'chahai gavno. Oh, come to the Rebbe. Maybe the Rebbe was talking about one fly. There's one fly in the soup, you can blow it to the side. If you have dozens and dozens of pieces of either straw or wood, something of this nature, perhaps it's prohibited even to move it to the side. Because if you didn't move it to the side, you couldn't drink it at all. The one fly is different than many flies, I told you. One fly, according to many posts, you can just pull it out straight. Then the whole from Tarovas, from Mokom Mago. Chazish says it is, but to push to the side, it should be okay. Even though, as a result of that, he's to be able to drink what otherwise he couldn't drink. Of no consequence. I think it's not a problem. Not a problem. And the Shvista Shabbos sounds like he's saying, even if you have, let's say, you ever see it sometimes on the top of soup, a little layer of what they call zuama seems to, you can blow that also to the side. Even though it's mixed in with on the entire surface. You could say no. You could say maybe it could distinguish. If you have kismin and kashin, you have straw and you have a little piece of tiny wood flowing all over the place, in and out everywhere, that's Taruvas Gemura, as opposed to the Zuama, which is only on top. Not completely a Taruvas. That's why I make a possible suggestion. Fine. Nara Bosai, we spoke about the Shvisas HaShabbos, the Shiboli HaLeket. Did we not? I'm not sure if we did yet. You tell me. Remind me if we did this already. Turim Beis Yosef? I'm not listening. I must say, I don't exactly remember if we read it together on the screen. To review in any way. Shin Chof Aleph, Rebbe Osai. Watch this. Kosa Shibuli Alekin. Kevin Kedako Chai Mishim Tochen. Are they Shinu Levi Potter Abalasur? The Gemara seems to say, I've also turned to the Gemara, Kuf Mem Aleph Abad Aleph. Kuf Mem Aleph Abad Aleph. Give a look. Kuf Mem Aleph Abad Aleph. A one line Gemara. On the Mamma comes. Kuf mem aleph amar aleph. Hani pilpuli. It's about 8 lines after the, which says Gemara. Medak chada chada betata de sakina shari. Tav Yosef. Rav Amar came in the Mishani. Afilu tuva nami. You're allowed to, in effect, crush peppers with the handle of a knife. Frank Shmolekish. We asked the Rabbanan. Like any klachas the Rabbanan. Tshuva. Kata de sakina shinui gomorhu. It's an absolute shinui. The bein madom shaleit, the madom shalem, and have a shinui. The kata de sakina shinui gomor. Mutla lechatchila. And what's its proof? Shabbos ayin dalin. Kabe borer. Not bekvar as chayim. Knon v'tamchu is shinui zemot avol asur. Biyad have a shinui gomor. Mutla lechatchila. Rabbon said, this basis, there are some posts who want to say, that the entire, all the hetan that we're dealing with in our sugya, chayin dalim and aleph, is a kind of a kalach hayad. Tiani is 90. It's impossible. We've heard it say it many times. The general pturim are potter avolosa, such as kalach hayad, namalach machshavas. Where I want to say it's mutter, it can't be mutter on that basis. It's an impossibility. It cannot possibly be mutter. Can't. It can't. And I'm arguing here, I'm sorry, on the Shabbos Kitchen, who was my hero last time. But here, the Shabbos Kitchen says that it's obvious that Shibole Aleket is against the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says the nature of the heter is what? Is Derech Achila. Here's all the Kalachaya. No, I claim. No. Kalacha is only part of you. Would not be matter you. So what's the shot over here? Listen very carefully. What's the nature of the din by token itself? He's trying to bring a right token for Bora, but they all, everything is an explanation. Here's my answer, Rabbi Osai. In certain malachas, Rabbi Osai, listen carefully, quantity affects quality. In other words, grinding in the Mishkan took a whole bunch of grain and they ground it. If I take a grinder and I grind one kernel, I'm also chayev. I did the same act, which is fundamentally unlimited, and I decide to just use one grain, doesn't matter. What if I use an activity which by inherently is limited? Inherently it's limited. We'll get to that thing about mola molilos. I don't know if you got to it yet. Using your fingers. How big are your fingers already? So it's inherently limited. That's not called the mice of Bore. Same the back of a hand, the handle. The handle has to be small enough for your hand to fit around it. But it's inherently limited. So that's why it's called where the lack of quantity affects the quality. We'll get to lush later on. Ain lush eleva maruba, the Ramban says. You take a small amount, this is the last time of the Masechta. By definition, it's not needing. Don't need a certain critical mass. That is the Yisod. Not, and therefore, it's not considered Derech HaMalacha. We can argue that it's Derech Achila. And that's what he means when it comes to Rabosai Shinui Gomor. That Shinui Gomor is Derech Achila. And what about those who hold Psalms of the Chokhalus Mutter? The Halter is, you can't use the word Derech Achila. It's not called eating. It's called Tzorech Achila. Tzorech Achila. Tzorech Achila. Oh, Tzorech Achila. Fine. Rabosai, we're out of time. We meet Hashem on Sunday, regular time, the Seattle Mishnayot. You know, they call it Super Sunday, you know what it's called? And, but not at 11:30 in the morning. I don't even think the tailgaters are there by then. So, I don't think, maybe I'm wrong. But we're here, on the Ratzim, the Heim Ratzim, on the Ratzim, the Chayel HaMavot. Okay, so we'll all be here on Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem. For the sheer day of the time.